The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. Suzanne Bandick here. I'm one of the mindset coaches with Clean Profit Grow My Cleaning Company. And I have had the pleasure of taking through our elite program the most beautiful and amazing Nikki. Nikki, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This is my first podcast, so I'm very excited.
Excellent. Maybe it'll help show you it'll be easy to do on your own as well.
Agreed.
Great. Okay, so today I just want to take you all through an everyday person, an everyday example, right? Because we always think, oh, I'm different, my business isn't enough. We have all kinds of mindset things that we get stuck with in our head that stop us from moving forward. And today, I'd just love for you to hear a little bit about Nikki, her adventure, and what's going on in her business now. So, Nikki, would you please start off by just giving us a general area of where you are and what type of business you have?
I am located in Austin, Texas. I have a residential cleaning company. Been operating it for about 17, 18 years now. So it has morphed over to the over the years, and after COVID has become Just Breathe Cleaning. So, yeah, it's been a very long, joyful ride over the 18 years. Yes.
And okay, so now I have to ask, 17 years, long time, what made you reach out to Grow My Cleaning Company?
At the beginning of COVID, and I'm sure most people's stories start like this here. So at the beginning of COVID, you know, most things shut down. Cleaning was still an essential part, you know, of the pandemic. However, I had just come out of a major loss, and so I wasn't really sure if I wanted to even keep going with it, you know, if it was even worth it. So I just had to sit down and make a decision, you know, is this something that I want to go forward with, or do I just burn it all to the ground? You know, that's when I came across my podcast.
I'm laughing at burn it all to the ground. Sorry, folks. That sounds really drastic. Just saying.
It was one way or the other. So I started listening to Mike's podcast, and because I knew that if I wanted to grow my business, there was a lot of pieces that needed to be put in place. Pieces that I had put in place before, you know, the beginning of my business, but I just didn't have the drive, the motivation. I had lots of past stories that I kept telling myself, you know. But there was just something in me, passion, a guidance, it was just meant, like, I just couldn't let go of it. I didn't want to walk away, but I know I needed help. So when I came across Mike's podcast, everything he said, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. And it was just nice to know that I wasn't the only one thinking all of these things and feeling all of these discomforts. And that there was someone specialized in my area of expertise to help me lay everything out. So that was 3 years ago. It took me 3 years to finally make the call to Mike. I just kept listening to his podcast, giving me motivation, keeping me sane and focused in the past 3 years. And recently, I was listening to one, and, you know, he made a comment, you can either continue to listen to these podcasts, or you can actually do something, you know. And I was like, that's me. In 3 years, you know, nothing has changed. Everything is the same, if not worse, because my business had tripled in about a year span. So that was great, right?
Yes. But you would think that's great.
You would, yes. But there was no organization. There was no systems. I was tracking absolutely nothing. I don't even know how I was in business. But I think it was just my determination and my stubbornness to like, okay, this is going to work. I'm going to make it work. However, you know, needs to be. Mike and Grow My Cleaning Company was definitely that way. I mean, I'm 2 months in and just the changes have been amazing. Amazing.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about the changes. What has your journey felt like?
I'm going to be real because that's one of my core values.
Thank you.
It was hard. It's been rough. It's been, you know, like lots of trials and tribulations, lots of, you know, dealing with the monkey mind of like, okay, can I do this? Am I worthy of doing this? Do I deserve this? You know, and getting through all of that. And then just doing the work and getting through it. And now I'm not on the other side of it by far. But if I look back to where I was 2 months ago, I mean, I have a plan. Two, I can see things clearly. Like you know, tracking things is just, wow, mind blowing, you know, and I'm sure this is business 101, right? But it just gives me a clearer picture and I can plan better and I'm more confident. And, you know, I just got off the phone with a potential new client, you know, and it was just, the execution was just amazing. And it's because I had that confidence behind everything I said. And I have that confidence because I have systems in place. I have a guideline. I have a support system and I'm surrounded by like-minded individuals. So, I mean, that it's just amazing. Amazing. So.
Thank you. See, thank you for sharing. And by the way, Nikki, now this podcast is going to be one of the resources that other people get to listen to Good. Support them.
Yes, yes, because I had listened to others in the past and yeah, it was very motivational, you know, to know that there was a solution out there and you're not the only one feeling stuck and overwhelmed.
Bingo. It's the greatest part of when we do a group coaching call. I hear it all the time. I see it all the time of realizing, wait a minute, I'm not the only person struggling with that. Wait a minute, I'm not the only person thinking that. Wow, there's other people out there like that. And there's a whole community of support.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that should go with every aspect of life. We need more support systems. So it makes a big difference.
So are you feeling more like a business owner now?
I am. I was having a conversation with someone the other day and it was about numbers. And, you know, I was like throwing out these terms that I had not known before. And it felt good, you know, because I now know my numbers, you know, I know how to, you know, yeah, I know my numbers. It's a great feeling. So that helps me feel like a business owner for sure. Just those small little things.
That's pretty powerful in and of itself. I know my numbers.
Yeah, I know my numbers. Yeah. I'm not afraid of numbers either. That was the other thing I had to overcome.
Well, you know, I go through this all the time with a lot of our clients. It's the, well, do you really want to be the ostrich in the sand? Not knowing where you are, just hoping for the best. And, you know, trust me, I'm a mindset coach, but I know it takes a whole lot more than hoping and wishing and praying and thinking good thoughts.
Right.
To get you where you go. So
put some inspired action behind those thoughts.
Oh, really? Thank you, Nikki. You must be about ready to graduate. It's like, well, are you ready to bring your head out of the sand, look around? It's scary. It can be scary to look at those numbers and realize where you are, but the power comes from knowing the numbers, knowing where you are, and knowing where you're headed. Now all of a sudden you take your control back, right?
Yes. And that's a good point. Your control back. Like I think I felt a little out of control for a while. I feel like everyone else was running the show and I was just, you know, following along. So I like that. Yes. Taking your control back.
Excellent.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there.
And tell us how you feel, your thoughts around money these days.
I'm still working on that one. I actually downloaded, because I've been so engrossed in working on my business, I have forgotten that my Audible account had not 5 new credits. So I started searching for, books to help me with the mindset. You know, obviously I have you as well, but, you know, just that extra help, because my relationship and my thoughts around money are, you know, they're not where they need to be, but I am aware of that and I'm working on changing it. Like it's essential. It's imperative. I see where the mindset of my relationship with money is, you know, it's hindering, you know, in a lot of places. So, and I'm just at this point where I'm like, okay, well, if it's hindering me, let's fix it. You know, like, what do I have to do? So I'm, working. It's a work in progress.
Fantastic. Nikki's head is out of the sand, people.
It is 100%. It's scary, but it's a lot clearer up here.
Right. And again, I'm just going to point out awareness is the key. Just realizing, you know what, there's some stuff I still need to learn. There's maybe some thoughts I need to change. If it's all running invisibly under the surface and you don't acknowledge it, it's controlling our lives, whether we like it or not. Often these thoughts don't empower us. But once we realize, you know what, something like financials, I want to be a little more educated. Yeah. I want to have a better feeling around money. And then you seek out advice on that. And that's what winners do. That's what real business owners do, Nikki.
Yes. Yes. It is. It's nice to be a real business owner. Finally.
Fantastic. Good. I'm celebrating you.
Thank you. I'm celebrating myself. That's the other thing I have to learn how to do.
Bingo. Because that's even more important. It that is. You celebrate yourself.
Agreed.
Okay. So tell us the plans now.
The plans now are currently working on hiring employees, scaling my business to where I'm able to step back, which like we're 4 weeks into that. So that's exciting. And then, you know, from here, just, you know, making slowly starting to step back and let things, you know, the people that I hire to thin slice things to run everything smoothly without me, not without me, but, you know, I don't have to be in it all the time. So that at the end of August, when my new grandbaby is here, I have time to spend with him. He has been one of the biggest motivational factors for this change, you know, because this little guy, he needs my attention.
So. That's awesome. And you can't give him your attention if you're cleaning in the business all the time, right?
Oh, I cannot. I can't even give myself attention when I'm cleaning in the business all the time. So yes. After that, it's travel for me. So I'm just getting my business organized so I have more personal freedom for my family and myself.
I love it.
Yeah, hiring is the next obstacle. And
maybe not an obstacle.
The next hurdle.
Nope. It's not a hurdle. It's not an obstacle. The next focus?
Okay, I like that. Yes. Yes, because that is where all my focus is going right now. So yes, that's accurate.
Okay, perfect. Because we can create the feeling that this will be easier than we may have thought.
Yes. And that is right? What I'm really working on is that feeling of how I'm going to feel when all of these things are in place. So
great. So speaking of feeling, tell us how it feels now. Think back to when you thought, I'm not getting anywhere. And now you feel like I've got a place and a destination I'm going. How do you feel now?
Oh, the first thing is pride. Like I feel very proud of the like everything that I've come through and gotten from when I felt out of control compared to now. And it's almost like the beginning of personal freedom, you know, because I do, I will catch myself, you know, sometimes recently going, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like, you know, things are starting to get a little out of control. And then I just tap into that feeling, you know, like, okay, this is where, this is not my end destination. You know, the end destination feels like this. This is what it looks like. This is where I'm headed right now. It's just a moment. So yeah, I'm starting to feel that personal freedom, pride. And I guess elation. I use that word a lot, but I can't really think of any other feeling. You know, it was the feeling the first time that I listened to Mike's podcast and I had hope. You know, it was the first time I signed on to this program. You know, it was the first time like I did customer profitability and I was like, check, you know. So it's that elation, you know, like, okay, I'm doing it. I am doing it. So those are my feelings from then to now. Yes.
Thank you. I feel it. I feel it. I hope all of our listeners clue in to as well to some of the things that you're saying and it resonates with them, because that's what this is all about. It's about making a difference.
Yes. Yes. So, and I think too, just to add, because you say this a lot to us, you know, for the people who are out there and have like so much going on, feeling stuck, overwhelmed, like, okay, I can't get out of this, you know, and you always tell us like what you did then, you know, that was, you're just doing what you needed to do. You know, now if you want to do something different, you can do something different. You know, you can choose to, you know, make it better. You know, the old version is, you know, be kind and gentle with that person. We did the best we could then, but now we can do different things and yeah, different direction. So
Nikki, I couldn't have said it better. Thank you.
I'm repeating your words. So you did say it better.
Fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you. I think this is a wrap.
Okay. I agree. That was easy peasy.
Excellent. Nikki, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your journey. I feel it's very, very important for everyone to realize they're not alone. And thank you for being brave and doing your first podcast and sharing. You can add another tick to your list of feeling that elation of I did it.
Agreed.
And a special note for reach out to everyone listening to this podcast, everyone in Cleaning Nation, please know that we have a ton of support for you. You too just have to go to growmycleaningcompany.com or Google Mike's podcasts in growmycleaningcompany.com. We're in the 800 something of podcasts to support and serve you. So that, how did you say it so beautifully, Nikki? You don't have to continue to do the same thing you've been doing if it's not somewhere you want to be. You can make the decision now to make a change. And it starts by going in and getting some support, just listening to some podcasts. Yeah. Let's start there.
Yep. Baby steps.
Awesome. So again, Nikki, thank you so much. Everyone, have a fantastic day. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.